Hello, my name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Maria?
Yes. It's not a good time, really. How many questions do you have?
It's not that much. It's going to take a couple of minutes if you could kindly help us.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. So, give me just a moment. Let's see. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of a couple of the states, and please let me know on which is that you're registered to vote in. The first one is Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania.
I'm registered in California.
Okay. California. Thank you so much. And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
White, Caucasian, but of Italian heritage, but I was born in South America.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin or descent?
Latino, I would say. Born in South America.
Okay, perfect. In what year were you born?
1955.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I voted already.
No, we mean for the ones that are going to be on November's elections for president. Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I will vote, yes.
Thank you so much.
I will vote.
If you had to pick, what will you study as the most important issue facing the country right now?
The possibility of not being a democracy anymore.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well. The possibility of not
the
being...
The possibility of having a future president that doesn't believe in democracy and wants to control everything, all the agencies want. So an autocrat or a president like it would happen with Donald Trump that doesn't believe in democracy. That's my first number one danger.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a moment. Let me write that down. Give me just a moment. Okay, thank you so much for that. I saved that response. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And thinking again about these November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Donald Trump.
0.
Okay, perfect. And the next one is Joe Biden.
100%.
Thank you so much. Let me write that down. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Thank you. If the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Steve Garvey or Democrat Adam Schiff?
Adam Schiff.
Thank you so much. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democrat Party?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. Just to confirm, do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Can you repeat that question?
Sure. Do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? Do you support them much more or somewhat more?
Much more. I think he's done very good things.
Thank you so much. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in the deportation rate?
For Biden,
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates. Do you strongly
I strongly agree with that.
Okay, thank you. The next statement is that President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly disagree?
Strongly agree with that. They have to be together.
Thank you so much. The next statement is that President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Agree.
Strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Right. And the next one is that President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree. I think the work permit thing should happen at a later stage. They should be protected, but not. They should be trained also to do a good job.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to read a list of statements about different kind of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is that President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the Union, in the United States for over 10 years.
Protect the ones that, yes, I agree, strongly agree.
Okay, perfect. The next statement is that President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Yes, strongly agree with that.
Thank you so much. The next statement is that President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree. They should stay and keep working.
Thank you. And the next statement is that President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check, and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigrants reforms will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. The first one is that a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Will this be much less likely for you to vote for him? Somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely to vote for him?
I think, isn't this a repeat question? Protect the ones that have been living here for over a decade, have passed the background check? Yes, strongly agree.
Oh, and
more likely to vote. Yeah.
Okay. That will be somewhat more likely to vote for him, or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is the program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Yes, I'm much more likely to vote for him.
Thank you so much. The next one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in their arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Say that again.
Sure.
So they, undocumented immigrants who cannot return safely to their own countries. And the second part was what?
Sure. This is for the program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Will this proposal make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
Much less likely, but I think this was a prior question. It's a repeat, no? I don't know.
Well,
I think you asked me that before.
Yeah, it sounds similar, but it's not the same. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to your economy. Will you be much likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for him?
Much more likely. They have been working and
Thank you. Okay, great. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely. much more likely to vote for that.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring the documented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yes, I will protect them. So much more likely to vote for them.
Thank you.
Are there any more questions?
Not that much. We're almost finishing with this. The next statement for this section is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Much more likely to vote for that, but it sounds very similar. Okay.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Let me go just for the almost finishing part. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following spaces. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Are you very concerned with this statement, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
Can you repeat that?
Sure. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
I'm very concerned, but they fail to deliver because of the Republicans. I mean, they're doing the right thing. The Republicans who are not voting for that in Congress.
Thank you. So just to double check, you mentioned that you're very concerned, right?
So the last question?
Oh, sure. I was just confirming. You said that these make you very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Not then because of them, it's because of the Republicans.
I understand. The next one is Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Can you repeat that question?
Sure. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. This makes you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Great concern.
Thank you so much. The next one is that Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanic as the way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very concerned.
Thank you. The next one is that Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship, for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Concerned.
Somewhat concerned? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum in internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Extremely concerned.
Thank you so much. The next one is that I'm going to review the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is that Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. The next statement is that Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
President Biden's approach.
Okay. Biden approach much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Thank you so much. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Espaigne, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. As best you can say, do you personally know everyone who is undocumented or in the country without papers?
I don't.
Thank you. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without paper? I'm sorry, you already gave me that one. I didn't pass it. My bad. The next one is that in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news or any information? The first one is MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites. The next one is Facebook, YouTube, Univision, or Telemundo, WhatsApp, OANN, or Newsmax, the Spanish language radio programs, Fox News channel or website, TikTok, Instagram.
Which one I watch or listen to? MSNBC.
Okay. MSNBC. Only that one?
Yes.
Perfect. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace as their heritage?
Italy.
Thank you so much. Right. And were you born in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
In another country.
Okay, can you please specify which country?
Argentina.
Thank you so much. And what language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
Okay, great. Only English or more English than Spanish?
More English than Spanish.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your religion, if any?
I'm a Christian, but non-practicing, really. I don't believe in the Catholic Church. But I would say Christian.
Thank you so much. Let me write it down. Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
This is not going to be anything, we're not going to report anything personal, confidential,
no.
Right?
Right, it is.
Why providing me my first name?
It's just extremely for verification purposes by my supervisor. It is only your first name. You don't have to give us much more information.
But that's a verification of what? Do you have me on a list?
To be honest, that's the only thing that says on the survey that my supervisor needs to do this for verification purposes. So it is just your first name that they need.
No, I don't want to provide my name, sorry. sorry, no. You already have my name, you have my phone number.
Okay, thank you so much for your information and for your time.
Thank you, bye.
Enjoy the rest of your time. Okay, esperen que se está aquí la última. No, I'm tired of this.